The seven deadly sins have been part of the Christian church for hundreds of years. Wrath, sloth, pride, lust, envy, gluttony, and greed. Each of those seven deadly sins, a form of idolatry of self, where one puts their own good in front of the good of others. In fact, according to the Catholic Church, the seven deadly sins are the origin of all other sins. Not looking at the seven deadly sins in a biblical sense, but rather a hockey sense, Bemidji State, guilty of a few. Envy. They're envious of the three teams that are running away with the top three spots in the standings. Pride. No doubt Bemidji State prideful of how they played this season. And after winning on a Friday night in Marquette, Michigan last night, there is no doubt Bemidji State is greedy to get 4 points tonight. Last night's game had the feel of a playoff game, one in which there was no easy ice, and one where puck possession was of paramount importance.
Well, you know, I saw what you have on Lipa. We were getting smoked. There's no question about it. We were getting smoked, and they took it to us on the dot, and we got to be better. We got to have more intensity. We got to be better on the dot tomorrow.
How important was the game? Bemidji State's Tom Ceratori loves to roll four lines. He rolled two last night.
We were actually going two lines for the last 5-6 minutes, and I just wanted to make sure. Again, Corey's a big, strong guy. They were taking it to us on the dot, and I wanted two strong centermen out there taking a lot of those faceoffs.
A scoreless first period. Into the second, BSU got Northern a little disjointed, screening their own goalie, and that's when Sam Rendell went to work. Phil Brewer in a foot race there with Eibler. Brewer comes away with a puck, leaves it for Nate Arntz into the left circle. Back to 5-on-5 hockey, still scoreless. Brewer, bottom of the right circle. Top of the left circle for Wendell. Now Rendell, his shot, shoots and scores! Sammy Rendell wraps it right inside the near side post. That is glove side.
It's
not one of the seven deadly sins, but Bemidji State might have gotten a little lucky last night, too. Darren Nowick is there for Northern. Centers a pass. Drop back now. Mashmeyer with a shot. Bitzer, save. Rebound, hugging the post. A whip off the goal. The net was moved. The referee immediately blew the whistle dead.
Bemidji State hadn't won a road game before last night since October the 10th. That was day one of the hockey season at North Dakota.
Said that to the guys, you know, it was a big win. Obviously, we needed to get a road win, Schultz. We needed to win on an Olympic sheet, too. And, you know, we haven't had a lot of success over the years on Olympic ice, as we know. But I really thought we played well. I thought it catered to us a little bit tonight.
No doubt Bemidji stayed greedy tonight. They won 4 points. And to get in a tie for fourth place and home ice in the playoffs.
We want it. We need it. We all get it, you know. But, again, it's not going to be an easy task tomorrow. They're going to have a lot to say about this, too. So they need it as bad as we do. So I think we all realize that right now.
The puck drops in 30 minutes on the Bonusa pregame show here on the Beaver Radio Network.